السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الكریم اما بعد Over the past three or four days we have been discussing the hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Darda رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that Rasul Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told him or informed him that whosoever will read seven times in the mornings and seven times in the evenings. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Then Allah Ta'ala will suffice for all his worries, concerns, problems of this world and the Akhirat. So I've been trying to explain to you that the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, and since that time, from that time up till now, all the pious and the righteous ones, or those who have got yaqeen and faith in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promises and the promises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they have indeed benefited from this wazifa that has been shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we are not benefiting, then there is something seriously wrong with our own yaqeen. And I have tried to explain to you that after the recitation, it does not mean that the person will have no pain, the person will suffer no loss in his property, in his family, in his business, in his health. It does not mean that. What it means that after that, even if there is some sort of trial or tribulation or calamity or disaster, then for the yaqeen with which this person reads this wazifa, Allah Ta'ala with the barakat of this wazifa will give him inside his heart a kind of sukoon, tranquility. This tranquility, it is very difficult to really find the true meaning of it in the English dictionary, because it's got something to do with the heart, and it is something that only the believers are blessed with. So those who write up these dictionaries, when they have an experience in their life, what is tranquility, how can they really give you a meaning of tranquility? Because sakina is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives into the hearts of the believers. The true believer in Allah Ta'ala, only he can enjoy that sakina, that sukoon. Now how can they explain to you what that is? Because it is something that the person has to taste, he has to enjoy himself, he has to experience, then only he will know what is tranquility. It is very easy sometimes just to give meanings. As I always say, that if a person has to get a PhD degree in sugar, what is sugar? But he hasn't tasted sugar at all in his lifetime, then he can never do justice to it. The person has to taste it to give you an experience. In the same way, this is what will happen if the person reads it with yaqeen. Yesterday I gave you some examples of how people, alhamdulillah, have benefited. When they really and truly turned away from their sins, they made tawbah and plenty of istighfar from those accidental sins. They are not persistent. They gave up their sinful lifestyles. They gave up their drug habits. They gave up their womanizing. They gave up their fornication and so many other problems that they were suffering from. And then they started these wazifas in their lives, and indeed they are finding the benefits. So what we have to really do is to make Allah ours. And Allah Ta'ala is prepared to become ours if we just turn towards Him a little. He is not imposing on us that you have to stay awake the whole night in prayer, you have to read the Quran Sharif the whole day, you have to close your businesses, you have to go away into the jungles, on the mountain tops. Nothing. Lead the life of a perfectly normal human being. Just simple, stay away from that which Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram. And when the person is going to stay away from that which he has declared as haram, then Allah is not going to benefit, because Allah Ta'ala has only declared those things haram which are harmful to us. But then this person will get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So now he has got that bullet into the gun. When he's got that yaqeen in his heart, now he's got the bullet in the gun. Now when he will fire, then it will kill a lion. So this is the major cause or major reason why we can't seem to get sukoon in our hearts. Outside conditions affect us. The natural grief, the natural pain, the natural sorrow that every wali of Allah Ta'ala also experiences. But it is our duty to make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But just as we say in this dua, wa alayhi tawakkaltu, and on Him we place our trust. Allah Ta'ala is the one in whom we trust. That means this tadbir that we make, the means which we make use of, the means have been created by Allah Ta'ala Himself, therefore we make use of it. Allah Ta'ala has created the means and He has asked us to make use of it. But the test of the believer is that does he trust in these means or does he trust in Allah Ta'ala? That is the main point. That do we trust in those means? A person came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes we take our camel and we go out into the jungles and suddenly the time of namaz arrives. So now what must I do? Must I leave the camel loose and just make my salat? Or must I tie it? How must I make tawakkul? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, tie the camel first and then trust in Allah Ta'ala. Tie the leg of the camel to the tree and then trust in Allah Ta'ala. Meaning that you make the tadbir, but your trust must not be in the tadbir, because that string can snap and the camel can still run away. So if there are any kind of problems or difficulties that come after we have made the right tadbir, and that is why I mentioned yesterday that that young person in Karachi, he said that 3 years that wife of his was the daughter of that film actress. Every kind of medication, every kind of book, every kind of prescription she took, and she did everything, every psychiatrist that he knows, because there's plenty of money they saw, but it didn't help. But when she read that book, Tafweez, Resigning Your Will to Allah Ta'ala, then it did the trick. It did the job. Now from there, what do we learn? That we focus too much on our problems. We focus too much on the problem. We don't focus on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That these problems, where are they coming from? If it is because of our sins, then we should make tawbah, istighfar, make rujoo ila Allah, and then read these wazifas. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will help. And if it is a trial and a test, then Allah Ta'ala will still give tranquility in the heart. Again, that beautiful incident in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is mentioned in that talk of mine, which is transcribed in that booklet, that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was about to make wuzu, or he was making wuzu and getting ready for salat. So he removed his leather socks. One eagle came and picked up one socks and went away, flew away. Now time for salat. Now we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how desirous, how anxious he was that the salat must be made. So when the eagle took the one leather socks away, so surely it caused some kind of grief, some kind of hurt, some kind of pain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he looked at the eagle flew up and then turned the socks upside down, and a snake rolled out and fell onto the ground. And then Allah Ta'ala sent down the wahi, or made that eagle speak and say that, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can I cause you any kind of injury or pain? I am there to protect you. What I had done was to save you from the harm of that snake that was inside your socks, which had wriggled in. So now outwardly it seemed that there was a difficulty, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had decided some khair in it. Or like that one wali of Allah Ta'ala, Fajr time he got up, and we know that in India you have those houses, the roofs are so low that when the person gets up, sometimes he hits the ceiling. So the door, he was going out for Fajr Salat, and the beam hit his head. He got an injury, started bleeding, so he went back again. Now by the time making wuzu and all that, the salat time was over. Now he was very hurt, grieved. But then he came to know that some enemies of his were lurking in the yard there. They were waiting for him outside. And it was a blessing of Allah Ta'ala that he injured his head, so he got saved, his life got saved. So we can't see ahead. We don't know what Allah Ta'ala has got in store. So if there is any problem, any kind of difficulty, then don't do what that young girl wrote to me, that thinking of slitting of veins and taking drugs and sleeping forever or shooting herself. Now this seems to be so common, therefore he says, Ab to ghabra ke ye kehte hain ke mar jayenge. We get so worried with all our problems, we say, Ab to ghabra ke ye kehte hain ke mar jayenge. I'd rather take my life and go, commit suicide. In mar ke bhi agar chain nahi aaya to phir kahan jayenge? After you take your life, and then you're going to have problem in the grave and in the hereafter, then where are you going to go? How are you going to shoot yourself again in the qabr then from the angels? So don't get so restless. But when does this come? When we are in the company of those who have got Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. A person can make a lot of speeches, but if he does not have that kind of tawakkul in his heart and yaqeen in his heart and iman in his heart, then he can't pass that fragrance to anybody else. I was very impressed one day with one person's talk. In one of the masjids I happened to be, and there was a young brother that was giving a talk, and I was very impressed with the talk on iman yaqeen, the bayan that he gave. It was very inspirational. After that, it so happened that I sat in his car. Now he had a brand new car, and the speedo cable wasn't working. So I asked him a simple question. I said, tell me the truth. That did this cable snap today or yesterday? When did you buy this car? He said, about a month ago. So I said, why isn't the speedo cable working? So he said, yeah, Maulana, that's what you're saying is the truth. What he meant was that he had disconnected that speedo cable. Why? So that when he trades in the car, then it does not show the mileage. Now where did that talk on iman yaqeen go after that? So we should not go by flowery speeches. There's plenty of flowery speeches these days. There's no shortage of it. In fact, it's unlimited. As I said in one of my talks in Stango or somewhere, that we should now look if we can also put it onto the stock exchange. Speeches unlimited. So what I'm trying to express is that we must try and get this yaqeen in our hearts. And if Allah Ta'ala is on our side, if Allah is ours, then the kingdoms are ours. Don't worry about the outside conditions. Yes, make use of the tadbir. I was sick yesterday. I went to a doctor. He gave me one jab and he gave me a few tabs. Some jabs and some tabs they give you. Now that was the tadbir that I had to make. Now after that, the shifa is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not in that medication. How many times that medication caused the person to end up in the qabristan? In those days when the hakims used to write their prescription, they used to put there, Allah huwa shafi. Allah is the one who gives shifa. A Muslim doctor should learn from that. It does not mean that if a person has got qualification from a very popular university, so now it is embarrassing to write Allahu shafi. As that hakim saab in Surat, he had in his surgery, Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. There is effect in dawa too and dua too, but we should not be hasty that it must now have the effect. Allah Ta'ala, if He desires to put the effect of shifa in there, then it will be shifa. And if Allah Ta'ala has desired that with that medication this person must now end up in the qabristan, then he will end up there. So we must make the correct tadbir, we must make the correct use of the correct means, but then trust in Allah Tabaraka wa. This is what is mentioned in this, wa alayhi tawakkaltu. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that kind of tawakkul that He has given the birds, that when they leave their nest, they go out on an empty belly, but they got such tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala that they will find food somewhere and return. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. The other du'as that you know, three quls and other things, as you go towards your cars, read those du'as. And make a lot of dua also for the Afghanistan, Taliban, and Palestinian Muslims and Kashmiri brothers of ours.